And may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There's a place in Ecclesiastes that talks about that sometimes God's ways are bent. I like it a lot better when it's like here to here. When you think you know, and then you know, and then you know. But sometimes, God, there are curves in the road. And you can't see around curves. It doesn't always fit. And I don't always like them. I never liked them at first, but I always like what God does with them in my life. And it forces me to pursue him in a profound way. I've quoted this verse a number of times over the years in Isaiah, in Psalm 78 it says, "And when he killed them, then they sought him." And there's a place in Isaiah 41, and this has become a very personal word for me. And one of the things I've learned in this fallen world where you do have tribulation, there are lots of bends. And what we do with the bends is more important than what we do with the straight path. And this place in Isaiah 41 is so remarkable, and it's ministered to me so much. And it says this, it says, "He, God, pursues them, passing on in safety, by a way that he has not been traversing with his feet, who has performed and accomplished something, calling forth the generation from the beginning. I, the Lord, am the first, and with the last, I am he," or "I am that I am." Here is a truth. We're always having people, either we read books or we have brothers and sisters in Christ or ministers of some sort, that are always telling us to pursue the Lord, to seek him. Scripture says, "Seek him with all your heart and you'll find him." But none of us would ever desire to pursue him if he weren't first pursuing us. The truth is, every holy desire that you have in your heart is because God did a preemptive strike. We only love because he first loved us, and that's a truth that goes in everything spiritual. If you find yourself hungry for him, it's because he was first hungry for you. And his hunger for you sparks something in you. If you're thirsty for him, it's because he's thirsty for you. And that thirst for you has sparked a thirst that's returned back towards him. And so God is always in pursuit of us. And when I say that, it doesn't mean that God doesn't know you. If you're a Christian, of course he does. But God's always in pursuit of more. He's always in pursuit of more ownership of our affections, more ownership of our heart, more ownership of our lives. He's always in pursuit of deeper faith in us. He's always in pursuit of deeper love for him. He's always in pursuit of deeper surrender to his will. He says that God is an all-consuming God. Well, that's an amazing statement. Scripture says that he's a jealous God. He loves us with everlasting love, and so he's always wanting to consume more. I use the term a lot because it's just something that God's used in my life, that God wants to harvest more of our heart. Well, that's a great term, a great thing. Joel talks about that. God just wants more experientially. I remember sometime years ago, one of the persons that really impacted my life used to talk about surrender to the Lord, that when you come to that place of crisis, not just when you're born again, but you really realize that God wants it all. And so it was a woman, so she put it in terms that weren't necessarily masculine terms, but she would say, "God, it's like giving God this whole chest of drawers and saying, okay, Lord, you got it all. But as time goes by, he'll pull out one drawer and you say, well, what about this? Did you mean this too?" And he gets specific. And I believe that that's true. One of the things that she told me long years ago, those of you who know my testimony, when I gave my life to Christ, I was suffering from pretty serious mental illness, clinical depression and clinical anxiety. And in the process of that, I got set free and healed. But the awareness that that's part of my flesh, if I walk in the flesh, always was a reminder to me to stay close. And she used to say to me, "It's the crook on the shepherd's staff that keeps you close to the shepherd, Chuck." And I do think those times where God, those bends in the road are like crooks in the shepherd's staff to just keep us pressing in. Now, I love this scripture. We'll probably talk about this next day or two. And for you poor CTK people, you'll get the whole download on Sunday, so you get to hear it again. It says, He pursues them, passing on in safety by a way he's not been traversing before with his feet. You may be going through some things, or you may be going through some things in the future that seem to be a different thing than you've ever gone through before. That God is traversing, he's walking into your life. There are things that are going on that are just different. It's an unusual setting. It could be something just unusual just because it's different. It could also be different because it's a little confusing or painful or whatever, but it just seems like there's some weird things going on in your life. Well, in those bends is when God pursues you at the highest level, because we're the most vulnerable. We're more tenderhearted than ever before. And as a result is, it says that he who performed it and accomplished calling forth, and we don't have time to talk about all that today, but it's important to understand it's not the devil. Though the devil may be involved, the devil may cause certain things, but God causes all things to work together for good. It's God accomplishing this amazing thing in our lives. And he's calling forth some stuff, some holy things. And he's doing it through this season at times in our life when it seems like God is just doing something different than I've ever experienced before. And this is, I'm not used to this. I've watched Regina go through that a lot the last few years. Well, this is different. You know, and just when you think you're here, well, this is different again. But the point is that it's God walking into your life in pursuit. And here's the thing I want you to hear today. When it says in verse 3, he pursues them, passing on in safety, I just spent a lot of time just searching that out and what the Hebrew words really mean. And it literally should be translated as this. The idea is that God's passing through a land and he has no ill intentions toward that land. They can breathe a sigh of relief. And the words are literally, God is passing through you, passing through your life in this season in pursuit as a trusted friend, full of welfare and full of well-being in his heart for you. So I don't know what you might be going through, but let me just say, if God's passing through your life in a way he never has before, he's passing through as a trusted friend. And he wants to deposit some things and call forth some things. At a higher, deeper level than he ever has before. He's a harvester. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.